Amidst the general laughter and applause, Skipper Rogus called out to the Gonfalon leader.
Ahoy, mate. I don't mind being called Rorgo. In fact, you can call me what you want, long as you don't call me late for victuals.
Nocco responded cheerfully to the Otter chieftain.
I agree with you there, Bucko. These Redwall Abbey victuals are the finest any beast could sit down to. Ain't never tasted scran so great. What do you say, mate?
Both the Gonflins and the Gowson roared their approval, pounding the tables and raising their beakers. When the merry tumult died down, Tug of Bruster remarked loudly,
"It's not so bad. I tasted worse."
There was a horrified silence. Then Nocco roared,
"Say that again, and I'll knock you into the middle of next season."
The Gowson Logalog reached for his club.
"You won't knock me anywhere, cheeky ragamuffin. I'm free to speak my mind if I so please."
Nocco let his paw stray to his war hatchet.
"Touch that club of yours, and it'll be the last thing you do, Cyril."
At a signal from the abbot, Bosie was between the two with drawn sword, whilst the Father Abbot of Redwall made a pronouncement.
"Put aside those weapons. There will be no violence done within this abbey."
Nocco protested.
"But did you hear what he said about your good food, Abbo?"
The abbot nodded.
"Some beasts have a habit of making contrary remarks. Logalog Bruster is one of them. But that is no reason to draw weapons and fight. As our friend said, he is free to speak his mind."
Sister Violet, the jolly hedgehog, came up with an acceptable solution to the dispute.
"Then why not let both beasts speak their minds, Father? How about an insulting battle?"
Nocco quaffed off a beaker of October ale, grinning as he wiped the pour across his mouth.
"Oh, Gonfalons are good at that. One game."
Tug of Bruster curled his lips scornfully.
"I wouldn't lower myself to bandy ways at that scruffy object."
Nocco thrust out his chin aggressively.
"Oh, please try, sir, you bow-legged, snot-snouted, baggy-bottomed excuse for a chieftain."
Lots of stifled chuckles were heard from the Gowson. Bruster had never been a popular logalog. Tugger trembled with rage. He was forced to reply.
You flea-bag, you thief."
Nocco laughed lightly.
"Thief! That's a compliment where I comes from, you thick-headed, spiky-bellied, waxy-eared paddle-paw!"
His opponent seethed, struggling for words.
"You're worse than a painted one, smelly toad!"
Now in his elements, the Gonfalon chieftain chuckled.
"Bet you wish your mother hadn't clapped you on your head when you were little. Is that what made you grow daft, you slob-noggled, piddly-pawed-out onion bum?"
There was a gasp of wholesale shock at Nocco's language. Some parents covered their young ones' ears. Tug of Bruster was lost for a reply. All he could do was to perform a stamping dance of rage. Nocco roared with laughter.
"Ha ha ha! Look at the mighty log-a-log! He even dances like an old frog wife! He must have practiced his dancing with a broom, cause no maid could face such an ugly partner! Ha ha ha! Mind you don't trip up all your tail, ploppy paws!"